I ain't gonna lie, I was slightly disappointed when I came to America, bro, and I saw the size of tacos from what I saw as cartoons and stuff like that. Man, this is so small, bro. This is so disappointing, bro. Like, this is so small. Cause wait, and people are so proud of how this. Oh yeah.
When did you come?
I've been here. I've been in America since 2012. So this is what 12 Tom years.
Sending your ass back.
No,
we'll help you. You come here, man. We'd be like, yeah, bring your ass up here, motherfucker.
It's California, man. Sure, we got the
we from the San Fernando Valley.
When I was growing up, we had a place called Avera Street downtown, and my mother, we used to all go down there. And when we get back home, they can fix whatever Mexicans had, you know. And it was like tacos, tostados, you know. Back in the day, when you order a burrito. And they say, you want hot sauce in it? Yes, I do. And they don't do that shit no more. You know, you got to stick a finger in it and put, you know. It's like.
You know what's funny? Our
foes are so. Yeah, and then fill it. Back in the day, when they made the taco, the burrito, you want hot sauce? And they put it in there and roll it up with everything. You eat it. That was the shit. I don't understand today to where they don't even ask. They just give you some condiments on the side. You'd be like, so I got to unroll this motherfucker.
Right. And hey, good luck trying to roll it back. You know, if it don't stick to the foil paper that they rolled up, because the foil paper is almost like part of the
California, you know what I'm talking about?
Now I got to improvise how we do this.
Tostado. That was a flat. Ate it like this.
What the fuck is a tostado?
It's a taco straight.
Yeah, it's just flat.
And you eat it like that.
You eat it like that. You crunch on it.
And the rest of it, you eat it with a fork.
Yeah. Because the rest is going to break off into your plate.
But you know, they got so much shit now. They got all kind of shit, you know?
Yeah.
All we knew was a burrito, taco, tostados. Now they come. Or a tamale.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah.
Quesadilla is my shit.
Now they come up with some shit like when you make incense.
Enchiladas
is good.
You make incense. Wait, what the fuck? Yeah. You make incense. Yeah.
Call it anything. Those are all mom. This is called Amy Winehouse.
Old type of flavor.
What the fuck? You got some weed called Amy Winehouse and shit. It was like, isn't she an OD? We got some Jimi Hendrix. You be like, Jimmy, the hell, I want to smoke some shit like that. But anyway, yeah, I'm just, excuse me, America. Are we talking to America?
I'm pretty sure we're talking about the world. I don't.
World.
I got a good variation of audiences.
Might not like what I'm saying. Fuck you.
As long as they hear
No, we just playing. I mean, you know.
Hey, it's real talk, man. You know,
I didn't say F-U-C-K.
We thought we bring out all the errors.
Sorry, it's only four more.
Here we go.
Whoever didn't have a plate. Yeah, and these are a little different.
Okay.
Uh-oh. They're rocking.
No, go ahead.
It's going down right here.
What's up?
Their mom is always trying to do something.
Miss Baylor.
Free shit. Go
by Miss Baylor.
Your onions, Fred.
Shout out to all my people out there.
Are they gonna see this in Texas?
You're gonna see it around the world.
It happened. That was the last shit. Now.
Come on. You talking about us African. Look at this man.
I just licked the plate.
Am I licking the plastic plate, bro?
Here we go. We got a story about licking the plate.
Oh, yeah.
I know we got a story about licking the plate. Let's go back.
family man, and I look in the place, and my mama slapped back of my head. Beans and rice was all on my face. He hated that shit. Because I would get down to the end, and it tastes so good, you know, when you'd be like, didn't have no more bread to suck. And it's still juice in there.
Right.
And I would sit there, and my mother said,
you want to lick that plate, man.
Boy, the whole plate, pow! That's worse than the whooping.
I mean, but...
Hey, especially when you're 16. I was like, first thing you want to go, like, bitch, what the? That was your mama. She's your like, mama. That.
Don't let that come out.
What the? What the what?
Let it slide. You gonna be sleeping outside tonight. Yeah.
If you're lucky, you live the other day.
You know, I remember the night I came home, Dad. Mm-hmm. Dad, you remember the night I came home? So, me and my homeboy Jermaine, my brother, and everybody, we out late, you know. And no, I take that back. It was me, my brother, and Benny. We came home at 11 o'clock, you know, but we forgot the bus to stop running. We was hopping from Hollywood to Universal and everything, just out, you know, we 17 at the time, you know. Came home and everything. Pops was like, see the time, man. We thought our bus was going to be crashed. You know, we was going to be.
Block safe.
It was worse than a butt whooping when you see his face. When you see his face,
he's looking at you.
Oh, shit. What you going to do?
The clock say, my man.
See, he had a clock.
I'm not a
my era was the street lights.
Oh, mine too.
He had a clock. My era was the street lights.
But you didn't get the ass whooping I got.
When the street lights don't come on. No,
damn. So you toned it down from your time. He toned it down. So you toned it down because you didn't give the level of ass whooping you got. To him,
you want
to
know why?
You didn't give the level of strictness you gave to him.
You want to know why?
He had the less level.
Less level.
We had more level.
My older brother used to call me and my brother
your dad less as well. So it's like a step down.
America's laws got tightened.
Yeah, listen.
America's laws started getting tightened.
Hey, hold on. Where's that case?
Tennessee.
So
you say you got this from LeBron.
LeBron Jones.
Though, yeah, he stayed around the corner. He done dropped this off to us.
He didn't say what LeBron.
He done dropped this
he
off.
He didn't say what LeBron.
He had a case of these.
Now.
He said don't say his real name, but that's what he go by when he got those.
Come on, bro.
Come on.
Stay with us.
Get with us on Bro Talk right here.
LeBron James.
LeBron Jameson.
Hell yeah.
And I ain't never tasted this shit. You know? Let me see. That shit is good, man.
You gonna say that about anything?
That shit is good.
First, you on camera, so I know you gonna say that. Oh, you just endorsed the whole man. Of course, you want him to give you. So you gonna say something nice about it?
One more,
exactly. You know,
exquisite taste.
Man. Hey. LeBron Jones.
LeBron. That's why I cut my hair just like LeBron. I'm going bald all over the place. Just like LeBron. I cut my own hair, man. Let me cut like, you know, going bald here. I fade it out right here, just like.
LeBron James.
Hey, you don't know if we saying James or Jones.
So yeah, you know, so hey, right? You just gotta figure it out.
Gotta figure it out.
Yeah. What time for the one time?
Hey man, let me change this.
James. It is LeBron James. Shit. You know, in Spanish, they can't say the name.
I like it. It's like, it tastes a little lighter. It's not as it's like, heavy. It's heavy, bro.
Well, you know, he got his own liquor, though. LeBron, that.
Well, all it is that, you know, and it's like, but you can get some shit that's smooth as hell.
No disrespect.
But anyway, this is what we do right now. I don't do this every day.
Oh, yeah, you know.
You're going to only do these on Bruh Talk episodes once a week. Uh-huh. How about that?
I'd be fucked up, man. I'd be like,
once a week.
What's wrong with it? You got the heebie-jeebies cooking. Mm-hmm. Listen to it.
You catch us on another day, and we might be juicing up some beets.
I can't even.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. Beets and celery.
I can't hit.
What?
Some beets and celery.
I can't even hit one hit.
Okay. Cleansing.
Really? For
me. Know, man.
Cleansing. Right now, we're talking like, some shit, so we.
On cloud nine. You can be what you wanna be.
Bruh Talk, man, the greatest show in the world, man.
You know, we just gonna keep it level.
Moderation, yeah. Moderation.
You know,
your ass don't smoke weed. What the fuck you trying to smoke some damn weed?
This is a fact, bro.
Like back in the day, it was peer pressure.
Yes.
I don't have no peer pressure. They didn't legalize the shit in California. And you know, when you smoke the shit, you be like, forgetting what the fuck you went down to the going to the mailbox. You know, forgot the fuck you went for. And so you open the car and be like, the fuck was I doing? Hey, why you do that shit? People like, hey, brother. Check it out.
Right.
Listen to music.
And just because it's legal,
turn it
all
up.
Of it ain't good.
Yeah. Turn it up.
That's true. You don't know.
Turn the music up.
Selling what?
Turn the music up.
Making what? You don't know.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Check this shit out.
I'm your mom. I'm your daddy. I'm your daddy. In the air. I'm your
daddy. When you need it's so cold. Want some weed. You know me. Oh, this is I ain't gonna lie though,
this is smooth. It's like, they came off into this smooth. Hey,
but once a week. Right.
Uh-huh.
Every week.
Moderation, bro.
We sit down.
Yes.
We can do Bruh Talk the Bruh Talk. Yeah.
But let me network with the people that want to do it. I'm telling you, man. I in Texas.
But even
on podcast.
We could even do that. Mm-hmm. So I have multiple shows. I have multiple channels as well.
Right.
Even on Bruh Talk, we could do that show. That could still be another show on the
exactly.
You know, so I want multiple shows. Mm-hmm. So like the old head show. Like Bruh Talk with the old head. Bruh Talk with Bruh Talk.
You know, but these people they want to be recognized for themselves, you know, and it's like they be like, yeah, man, but goddamn, I'm on my own
book. I get what you're saying. Yeah,
you know, and it's like, I understand what I'm saying. It's like, because we got some shit, man, to go back from when we was little kids down in Hollywood. And there's a special community where I grew up in Hollywood.
East Hollywood.
We had East Hollywood where it was generations of black people that grew up. That it's unheard, you know, people don't talk about it until the 80s when they brought in that cocaine, and they fucked over people, you know?
So wait, but they said the dude that brought it in, or one of the
doesn't matter. They just still fucked over generations of people.
He brought it in.
Doctors, lawyers, everything, you know.
Whoever brought it in or where he brought it in, but
got fired.
It affected a mass community in all areas.
But it went way past that, you know? Man. Because I remember
it made a lot of people more money, that. But it made a lot of people fatherless,
messed up.
But everybody's daddies was working for General Motors, Ford, tire places.
The
and then all of a sudden, that was before cocaine. And they started losing their jobs. A lot of daddies. That's during before the watch riots, you know. And all of a sudden, they started losing their jobs. You know, where if you ain't got a job, you can't pay rent. You can't, you know, do a lot of things. and it just filtered over into the 80s where they said, hey, cocaine. But they was always bringing this shit on people. Before cocaine, it was heroin. It was all. Then after heroin, there was like, what do you call that? Angel dust and all that shit. Yeah. But we didn't go for that shit. We're like, fuck that shit. That's my
ass. That's weed,
bro. Please kick your ass, shoot you like 20 times. You still go like this. Bam, bam, bam. You like, fuck you. Bam. Bam.
You still running like a chicken with a
stick. You still saying, you still going like this. Pow, pow. Yeah, motherfucker. Pow, boom. It was like,
It's too dark to see rainbows out here.
He said, get closer. I didn't put my arm around your ass.
It's dark to see rainbows out here.
I got closer. All I see is a white light looking at me. I don't know who behind the camera
that love rainbows. You know, because I heard there's a pot of gold. I heard it's a pot of gold.
You know, but anyway, it's a lot of things that we need to cover.
We can see a rainbow. It's a pot of gold.
You know, and it's like, bro,
no rainbow represents.
You know,
I would love it. Like, this is the very first episode. Everybody watching, listening.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tap in.
Off top of the head, man.
You know, this is, I mean, I'm very sure it's going to do good because, as I said, we have all generations in here.
Yeah,
you're going to be hearing, you're going to be hearing from literally all generations.
Papa Fred.
You know, you know what I mean?
Your boy Freddie Doolittle, AKA, you know, 5 foot of Freddie.
Boy, rock.
Hey, you know.
Freddie the King.
We got to get out of this.
Stay in the man.
You have to stay tapped in because we every week. It's like every week.
I'm gonna
put this out. I'm gonna try to put this out if not tomorrow, the day after. Like, okay. This is how quick I work. I'm foot to ass, man.
You foot to ass.
Well, you know what?
Like we said, it's too dark to see rainbows out here.
Why is my feet smell? What the fuck? Why my feet smell like ass? I went to sleep. No. I know I got a cramp. Put the ass. What the hell is my foot doing in my
what
ass?
What the fuck is it saying, bruh? Put the ass. What the fuck is it saying? Put the gas. What the hell is it?
Put the ass.
I don't.
It's like you put your foot in. Put the ass. You be like that. Damn.
Yeah, that's
how y'all say that? That's a young shit.
Yeah, that's a freak.
I'm going to put my foot in your motherfucker. That's different. I put my foot in your
you
ass.
You say that. Don't
but
lie.
You said put the ass. And that's your foot to your ass. You mean like, why my feet smell like
goofy? We're going to make this stuff happen. We make it happen.
Making
it happen, man.
You that limber motherfucker in there. Oh!
Some OnlyFans. It's going to be some OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. But why? Why even bother? There's plenty of women.
Everybody buy a difference.
There's plenty of good women. You ain't got to bend over.
Hey. You living in the old one. There's no good women these days. That shit is over with.
Yes, it is.
Nah, fuck no.
I got some thug life homegirls on the side.
Oh, we talking to Rocky.
Shout out to my homie. They be some girly girls on some girls. Hey.
They be real girls?
They be real girls. They be real girls.
Okay, man. Come on.
I had them all over here on my birthday.
For the love of you.
That part I'm cutting out because they might pay for that shit and they see that, they're going to be on your ass.
When I had my birthday, bro, I used to go to
fucking beauty school. I went to I took cosmetology and shit. So fucking had a homegirl that showed me hair, homegirl that showed me nails. I like it when the girls are around because I know my niggas is here. You want your peoples to have fun. I got my chick already. I'm cool.
You got your chick.
Yeah,
man, I know people love this shit. As long as you keep it. We went off the rails.
We did. You
know, but I know people, man, it's very serious.
There's no script.
Athletic.
No script.
You know, I know trainers. And, you know, and we talk about it. And when we talk on the phone, we just talk about stuff, you know. And he said, man, we need to get a podcast.
Right.
You know, and it's like, they way in Texas. And it's like,
nah,
that's liquor. without liquor. Weed.
No. You need to see you don't get entertaining without that. I mean, some people are naturally like that, but most people are not.
I'm naturally.
You're not the fuck. The fuck you ain't.
Hey, get him around the rose.
Fuck you ain't. Now, last time I was there, here you ain't your ass look like you about to kill me.
Man, I didn't know you. Yeah, he come in like, hey man, I want you to meet in front of my like, hey bro, you know, I got. I got to pee. You go in the house, you never come out.
Facts, right. You never came out. No. We were here. I waited for this man to come back from. I got to piss. He never came out.
I still pissing.
Bro, that man was like, pissing for 9 hours straight, and I let him run.
Then I came out. Is he out here? And I was like, let me go back and pee pee again.
I'm gonna go back in. Shit, I done cut it short.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sit down now.
Be like, I just didn't want to piss on my camel toe. He was like, I got pee pee. That's what you know when you get older, you know.
Nah, this is great. Yeah. You know what I mean? And expect more episodes, man.
Hey, yeah, certainly.
Not just us kicking it. Sometimes, look, it's gonna be everybody in here is gonna have. I'm definitely trying to have.
We might have that's why
I want to do something with you.
Here.
I want to do something with bro because he, you know, some with his history. I want to do something with Joe Rock. So like, I want to kind of like, you know,
it can be in the daytime, man. Yeah. We can go to a restaurant and just you know kick it.
I'm a full time creator, so anytime like we're available, you all available, let me know. I pull up and
then
as long as the restaurant lets us.
Oh yeah, what they gonna say? You can't have that camera there.
We ain't gonna be giving everything.
Let's go to McDonald's. Shit, Jack in the Box, a Carl's Jr.
Whoever.
How you know they gonna let us film in there?
And if you don't, I go to damn Johnny's Pastrami, motherfucker.
What the fuck is a Johnny's Pastrami? Where you from? I just told you, man.
Adams and Crenshaw. We know they ain't there no more. We'll find one.
Hell, man.
Best Pastrami.
You can
be the best.
I don't go out.
Oh, you were a little baby when you was came
here. I cook everything. I don't go out to eat.
What you cook, man? What you eat?
The basics.
Right.
Like the meals, the rice, chicken, steak, fish, fries sometimes.
That's Jamaican meal?
No, not Jamaican, just basic American meal, man. I'm from Nigeria, man.
You know what?
Similar thing.
You know what? I apologize.
It's not that big.
You from Africa.
I mean, it's the same shit, though. You from Africa. We all from Africa.
I ain't from Africa.
Look at your skin.
I'm African-American.
Okay, what does that mean?
That means
that's going to be
Almighty